The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Slow down.
Welcome to the Positively Healthy Radio Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and it's all of our lives today, huh? We are in charge, and I'm just so happy to be here with you today to give you some more information so you can be in charge of your life. It's a great day here in Reading. Welcome, Wayne. It's so nice to meet you for the first time.
Thank you. Good to be here, too.
Yeah, thanks for hanging with me, and I know you're probably learning a lot right now, so I really appreciate your learning curve and all that. So you're doing a great job, buddy. So anyway, I am feeling a little bit lonely today, and I'll tell you why. Josie's not here, so I'm kind of a little bit sad about that. She's my twin sister, my co-host for the show Positively Healthy, and she wasn't able to make it today, but I hope she's listening. And if you are listening, Josie, and if you feel like you want to call in later, just like everyone else, the phone number here is 530-605-4567. If you are streaming, because we are streaming right now at kcnr1460.com, I actually use, for my cell phone, I use the app called TuneIn Radio. You can find that from your app store. And I listen to KCNR everywhere that I'm at. If I'm traveling down to San Jose, if I'm in San Francisco with Josie, also from my bathroom when I'm getting ready in the morning, I go ahead and turn it on there. So, but regardless of Josie not being here today, we do have a great show for you. And we have some problematics that we're going to throw out there. And we're going to talk about, and guess what? We have some amazing solutions for you today as well. So it's all there. I do have a very lovely and special guest coming on a bit later in the show, she will be a huge part of the solution as she always is. And I'm looking forward to that actually. I love her. So anyway, a little bit of a surprise. So, let me just throw this out there. Reading Republican Women Federated presents our third annual wine tasting event. Please join us. It is the Liberty Wine Gala 2014. This is a fun opportunity to involve our spouses, significant others, and friends while enjoying wine and appetizers. So that'll be fun. Thursday, May 8th. 2014. Go ahead and save that date, Thursday, May 8th at Turtle Bay Exploration Park from 6 o'clock to about 8:30. It's $35 per person or $55 a couple. And you guys, I'm excited because I already know who's going to be there as far as wineries and vineyards, and I'm going to go ahead and just shout them out right now. Of course, Mosley Family Cellar is going to be there. That's amazing wine right there. Mount Tehama Winery is going to be there. Alpine Cellars is going to be there. New Clairvaux, amazing wine. As well as Topps Market is going to be bringing, they're super excited to join us this year. This will be their first year that they're going to be on, with us at the Liberty Wine Gala. They're going to bring wine and beer, so that'll be fun, as well as their new chef is going to be bringing some food. So that'll be exciting. Again, Thursday, May 8th at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park from 6 to 8:30. And the way that you can get tickets is you can actually call me at 530-227-3984. Again, that's 530-227-3984. All right, so let's see, what do we've got in store today? So I'm very excited about our new affiliate sponsoring the show today. We'll talk about more about that later because that app for your phone that I'm going to be talking about, it's also a program that you can put on your computer, is part of the solution that we're talking about. So at HealthWise Chiropractic, you guys all know, if you don't know, I'm a chiropractor here in Redding, California. Wayne, did you know that?
I did.
Oh, you did? Yes. Cool. Okay. So, I'm a chiropractor, and a lot of times with the questions that I get in my office are, gosh, how do I get rid of this pain in my neck, in my back? That's where I hear a lot of. And then some extremities, because I do work with a lot of athletes. So, you know, there might be some shoulder, hip, and knee and ankle issues. How can I feel better is another question, right? And then the bigger one, right? How can I lose weight? Which, that tends to be a big one for especially this time of year, right? It's spring, summer's coming, people want to get into their bathing suits and bikinis and get out there and move a little bit more. And so, losing weight is a big question. For my athletes, including the occupational athletes, the questions that I usually get are, how can I shave some time off of the clock, right? Say they're a swimmer and they want to shave some time off, or a runner, you know, someone that's racing. For other athletes is, how can I get deeper into my squat, right? So I can perform better and have a better technique. And other, of course, other Olympic lifts like snatch and power cleans and other types of power lifts like that. So, oh, and then for my occupational athletes, how can I push around this cart? I work a lot with nurses or people that work at banks and they are standing a lot, or people that sit in front of the computer and they want to just be able to work their day and be able to not have pain. And so we have solutions for you today on some of that, and we're going to go over that with you. Because sitting in front of the computer and using your phone and all that can be problematic. So today's show is about, I'm calling it smart technology-itis. Okay? But what does that mean? Okay. Who uses a computer out there? A lot of us do, right? In fact, you know, I'm writing my show before I get on here. Wayne's sitting in front of me on like, four huge computers in front of them, right? So, you know, it's in our life. Technology is here. It's here to stay, and it's getting better and better every day. So other questions are, who has to sit for their, to bring home their bacon, J-O-B, who has to sit in front of the computer all day long? A lot of us do, right? Actually, my job, I'm lucky. I get to get up and move around and treat my patients. But in between, I'm doing work on the computer. I'm looking up research. I'm writing my shows. So there is time on the computer. How about this one? Do you have kids? At what age did you give them a smartphone or a tablet? How are you managing that? How long do they stay on there? In fact, do they get to take their phone to school? I don't know how schools are right now. Maybe there's some teachers out there that know the rules, but I don't know if they're able to use it in class, but I know they do. And how long are they okay. You actually, as a parent, you have to actually go to sleep at night so you can function in the morning. So, you know, but the kids can grab their phone and go take it in their room and use it all night long, right? So what's up with that? You know, how do you manage that? So anyway, we're noticing that that's creating a lot of problems, and we're going to go ahead and, if you didn't think it was a problem, we're going to just go ahead and talk about a little bit about that today, because there is a little bit of a problem there. And the reason why I know that is because my patients are coming in every day with the, gosh, I don't know what's going on, but I hurt in my neck and my low back. And then I start with the questions like, well, what is your day like? What are you having to do all day long? Are you in that 90-90 position? Are you having to bend and stoop? Are you, you know, all the questions come out for me to help be a detective to see what's going on. So we can look at these questions today and some of your own personal questions and dissect them a little bit. Again, this is 5-3. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and the way you can contact our show today and be involved, and I invite you to take an active approach and ask questions, is the area code, if you're out of the area, is 530, and it's 605-4567. Please give us a call, and you'll be able to ask a question. Hey, if I don't have the answer, I'll get it to you, but, you know, it's, I would love to hear your experiences too, how you're managing, your kids with phones, and we can look all that. So did anyone hear me on the Dan Fagan show yesterday? if you did call in, if you have questions extending from that show, the guys were sort of joking with me about standing yesterday because I think I joined them around 3:15 in the afternoon yesterday. And then by like 10 minutes into it, I was like, you guys, I got to stand up. I can't sit here this whole time. And so, they stood up with me. It was fun. I told them I needed to, you know, just be able to think better on my feet. So proud of them. Dan Fagan and Dan, the producer, both stood up to give their bodies a rest from sitting. But anyways, we should probably go to a break, and we'll be back with more. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. Please give us a call at 605-4567. Come on back.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Erin.
And this is Bill.
We the People Radio is all about the whole story, all the stuff the mainstream media only covers in sound bites. Every Sunday morning, We the People Radio digs into the politics of public policy, communitarianism, land use, Agenda 21, smart growth, immigration, elections, veterans affairs, education, guns, mining, timber, water, and wolves.
You know, for over 3 years, we've spoken with famous and not so famous people from around the world who understand the principles of limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution.
Well, thanks, Bill. Join us online at wethepeopleradio.us for guest information and our extensive archives.
It's all about We the People here at We the People Radio every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. here on KCNR 1460 a.m.
This week, investigative journalist Trevor Loudon warns us about the subject of his new book, The Enemies Within, Communists, Socialists, and Progressives in the U.S. Congress. Catch We the People Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. It's my
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. So happy to be here with you today. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and I'm missing my sister, my co-host, Josie Salas-Tynan. Couldn't make it today, so but if you do have any questions for us, you can always go to Twins Talk Health on Facebook. Just type in Twins Talk Health, and that's where we get to catch up with our listeners who maybe are a little bit shy, maybe didn't want to get onto the chat room at KCNR1460.com. And that's fine. You know, your questions, you might think of something later, or you might want to look at our rollout, our challenge that we put out every month. Technically, it's the 29th, so we're not going to have our – we're going to announce that online then, because we normally do that at the beginning of the next month. So we will be rolling out our new challenge on Twins Talk Health. So that's fun. Hey, I do need to make an announcement. I guess the Simpson game today that was at 3 o'clock is not going to be – it's canceled because of the rain. So just wanted to make that announcement. The game today that was at 3 o'clock is canceled. Okay, so back to the show, Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Hey, remember, I don't know if you were listening, I was on the Dan Fagan show yesterday around 3:15. So I'm just going to throw something out there. And just because of something that Dan was talking about, I think it was after I left though, because I think I was still listening to his show, like while I was driving and stuff. But I actually believe that God made our bodies to move and to move as much as we can, right? So whether it be, you know, hunting for food, gathering food. I mean, it's all running and walking and lifting and, you know, kind of fighting and attacking maybe back in the day, right? Procreation, different work, having to work day in and day out, socializing, right? To be co-workers with God and that kind of thing, right? Dan was talking about, what was he talking about? Yesterday he was talking about the gay community. There was a big question that came up. I think someone even called in. He said that if one of his friends was going to venture out into that type of lifestyle, and I'm paraphrasing here, that he would probably tell them that that was a bad idea or not a good choice. Well, I would actually love to extend that argument into a movement in one's life. Okay. If a friend or family that I love dearly, or, you know, someone came to me and said they don't believe in exercise or they don't want to ever move and they wanted to venture into a lifestyle with no movement, no walking. In fact, they may even confess to being lazy or have several excuses for movement in their lives. I would tell them that is a bad idea and that their choice would be bad. So, now that has nothing to do with being gay and what he was talking about, but what I wanted to utilize was that same argument that he was putting out about lifestyle that I heard yesterday, and I want to cross it over into that different choices in lifestyle can be bad ideas, because that's what he was saying. So, and I'm throwing that out there for Dan. He knows. So Dan Fagan, if you're listening, thank you so much for inviting me on your show yesterday. I had a blast with you and producer Dan. I look forward to working with you, and I want to formally invite you to the Positively Healthy Radio Show, where we can chat and debate and talk. We have some homework to do, buddy. You're not the only one. I have a lot of work to do every day myself, and there's so many people out there that are working hard, not only in their businesses and their relationships or in their religious and spiritual lives, but on their bodies for health. It's all about that as well. So remember, continuing every day to move, make better choices, and learning the best way to treat my body in a healthy way. So anyway, just throwing that out there, Dan. We're going to go to another break here. This is KCNR1460.com, and come on back.
Hot cars.
And cool, April Nights is back at the Reading Civic Auditorium for the 25th Cool April Nights Car Show, April 19th through 27th.
It's a week jam-packed with over 2,000 classic cars on display, the cruise and rock and roll concerts all week long.
There's nonstop entertainment featuring Enterprise Starship, the Hot Rods Band, Paperback Writer, a tribute band to the Beatles, Catch Wave, and a tribute band to the Beach Boys, and much more.
Discount advance tickets available now for only $8 at Cicada Cantina on Hilltop Drive, participating Napa Auto Parts stores, or online at the Cascade Theater.
Don't miss the 25th annual Cool April Nights as it comes back to the Reading Civic Auditorium April 19th through 27th.
This is an event the entire family will love.
Sponsored by Napa Auto Parts, KRCR Channel 7, Wind River, Fox 20, Shasta Regional Medical Center, Y21, Record Searchlight, KHSL, Famous Dave, Shasta.com, and KNBN. For more information, log on to CoolAprilNights.com.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567. Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com. It's my life,
it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and you are listening to the Positively Healthy Show. And we've got a lot more here, but I did want to make an announcement. I'm going to be at HealthWise Chiropractic is going to have a booth at an event that's called Minds Matter, the 7th Annual Mental Health Resource Fair, and it's called Strength to Heal. It is from 11 to 2:30 p.m. Thursday, May 8th. Wow, two events coming up on Thursday, May 8th. You really have to save that date because there's something going on during the day and in the evening that night. So the downtown atrium, you guys know where that is. That's 1670 Market Street in Reading. Admission is free. It's going to be amazing. There are going to be so many different booths about how the brain works and how you can heal yourself. And there are going to be information booths, display. You're going to be able to meet with local resources. Oh, looks like there's going to be a magic hut there with illusion and tricks. There's going to be a mind meld game where you can connect with someone new. So, this is, brought to you by Standing Against Stigma, and it's, Shasta, right, don't forget it's Shasta Living Streets on the Promenade. So you'll be able to find us there again Thursday, May 8th from 11 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. at the Minds Matter event. 7th Annual Mental Health Resource Fair. That will be fun. And what HealthWise Chiropractic is going to be doing there is we're going to be, of course, doing a lot of education, passing out information about how chiropractic can help your overall mental health. Okay. And I'm going to be there also doing some soft tissue work on people and maybe stretching them and just showing them how movement and moving the joint can really make them feel so much better and just basically take the stress off your body, right? So, again, and to that, I'm going to go back to, you know, what we're talking about today, and that is smart technology-itis, right? So a lot of you are on your computers all day, you know, whether it's at work or at home, you know, a lot of times people are at home on their computers, and even in the evening, they want to catch up on their emails and they want to, maybe someone's writing a book, who knows? I know quite a few people that are writing books right now, so they're coming home from work and in the evenings they're doing their research and, you know, having a almost like a second shift. So, and not only that, especially the younger crowd is really just, I mean, they are so connected to this technology now that it's like, boom, right at their hip. And, you know, the iPhones, iPads, and other things like that. So much has actually been written about the dangers of sitting. And when I say sitting, I don't just mean in front of the computer. You could be standing at the bus stop and your neck is down looking at your phone and you're texting the whole time. I've seen that as I walk around town. So the dangers of sitting and just changed posture in the last several years. Doctors and scientists doing studies, major media outlets issuing sensational reports. like my show today, right? Smart technology itis. Companies are releasing scary infographics. It's enough to set your head or your chair spinning, right? So with headlines like, you know, your chair is killing you and sitting is the new smoking, right? Maybe you've read terms like that, such as sitting disease floating around. It's no wonder we've all gone a little crazy and started spending hundreds of dollars to stand for 8 hours a day or walk on a treadmill while we work. Have you seen those? I've actually heard about them, but I haven't really seen any kind of in some of the businesses locally here where people are buying treadmills to put behind their computer so they can be on the treadmill while they're working. Wow. I don't know if I'd be able to do that. Maybe I could, but, if you have an experience like that and you, are using something like that, I'd love to hear from you. 605-4567. You can give us a call and let us know how that's working for you. And I do know we have to cut to a break here soon. But maybe a little of that sensationalism was necessary to get your attention. You know, some of those titles like, maybe I should be standing, right? But now we think, now we think you're ready to just hear the truth. So come on back if you want to hear the truth. 530-605-4567. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Come on back.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
The Clover Fire was devastating for many. Haven Humane Society was there to help. In cooperation with the Shasta County Sheriff's Office, we responded to the area and were able to evacuate over 100 animals and help dozens more in the fire area remain safe until their family was able to return. We want to thank this wonderful community. Without their support and donations, we would not have been able to help. Our best wishes go to the fire victims and their families, two and four-legged. With your continued support, we will be ready to once again help our neighbors if the need arises. Please donate to Haven Humane Society. Thank you.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why, right here, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m., on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM. It's my
life. Welcome back. You are listening to the Positively Healthy Show. We're on every Saturday from 10 to 11. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Josie and I are on every first, third, and fourth, and fifth, if there's a fifth, I think like this month, right? Saturday of the month. Dr. Todd Royce is on the second Saturday of the month. He's an amazing chiropractor as well in town. Very passionate. Loves what he does. Loves his family. Loves his country. Amazing man. And we, again, for Josie and I, if you would like to go to Facebook page, it's called Twins Talk Health. And you can go to that page and get more information, as a lot of times during the week we will put on information there, things that we learned during the week. Maybe someone asked a question on the show or in the chat room, and we can answer them on the Twins Talk Health page. You'll just get so much more, and just it's like a continuation of the show, and it's really interactive. People really get involved, and they add their own sort of health, lifestyle, and fitness comments, and what they're doing and what's working for them, maybe what's not working for them as well. I have to give a shout out to Wayne. I cannot believe what he just told me. Okay, so Wayne is a producer here. He's interning. From where, Wayne? Are you like, what's your,
I'm from
Simpson?
I'm from San Diego originally. And, I came here to Reading to go to Bethel.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome. So, Wayne knew nothing. He told me he came in with a clean slate. He's interning here, and he's just been learning from Savannah, all the Bobs, and he just is doing this on his own now. Like, I really commend you, man.
Thank you.
Because, you know, you have like four computers in front of you right now, and dude, that would be overwhelming to, I think, most people, and your demeanor is just so calm. And, you know, maybe what we're talking about is for you today, having to sit in front of that computer, for several hours, but, you know, you're doing a great job. Thank you so much for being here and interning, and
thank you.
Hopefully, you know, we'll get to work with you more here at KCNR.
I hope so.
Yeah. So this is the Positively Healthy Show, and what we're talking about today is, smart technology itis, okay? And what's happening while you're sitting? Your body was made to move. As Dr. Eric Saltanoff, one of the founders of the movement and creator of Voom, which is a product that I'm rolling out soon, quote, movement is a necessary nutrient for the body. Your body is an incredible machine, and it takes a lot of moving pieces all working together to support and sustain it, right? Motion, as it turns out, like calories, vitamins, minerals, sunshine, or air, is one of the things the body relies on to function correctly. We were made to move, bottom line. Okay? So what's happening is there are a lot of issues that are coming up, low back, neck, and other parts of the body, even creating things like heart disease and other issues that are coming from no movement, right? Movement is the key to the regulation of our circulatory system, right? Our metabolism, our endocrine system, and our musculoskeletal system. When we are sedentary for long periods of time, these systems, they start to break down, guys, and they begin to malfunction. The result, an increased risk of cancer, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, obesity, painful repetitive strain injuries, and even a shorter lifespan. So, and then what's interesting too is because I work with a lot of athletes, you know, some people have to sit all day long and then they're getting to the gym and they're doing these awesome, high volume, high intensity, short burst activities, which are great for us. But if you come in from a 90-90 position, what I call a 90-90 position that your body is in, and then you go to work out, you really need to make sure that you're pliable and that you're doing things like yoga, stretching, mobility. And we're going to talk more about that later. Let me go with some statistics here. From the University of Sydney School for Public Health, they looked at a 200,000 surveys from the Sachs Institute 45 and Up study and found that adults who sit for 11 hours or more a day have an increased risk of dying in the next 3 years, regardless of physical activity, weight, and health status. Okay, so that's one. Another study here published by the American Journal of Epidemiology showed that, quote, sitting for long stretches, more than 6 hours a day, can make someone at least 18% more likely to die from diabetes, heart disease, and obesity than those sitting less than 3 hours a day. Wow, what a difference, huh? I mean, what a difference 3 hours makes. I mean, think about it. Truck drivers, forget truck drivers. What if you are a traveling salesperson, you know, that kind of thing. Thank you, Wayne. Scientists at the Pennington Biomedical Research Center in Louisiana analyzed the lifestyle of more than 17,000 men and women over approximately 13 years and found that people who sit for most of the day are 54% more likely to die of heart attacks, right? Wow. Okay. So, how can sitting be bad for me? Well, after hearing some of those statistics, let's look inside of the sedentary body for a little bit. Inactivity physiology is still a young science, although the researchers in the field are extremely dedicated and have done a significant amount of work in a relatively short time period. According to the leaders in the field, the following enzymes, proteins, and molecules are the main culprits behind much of that inactivity-related disease, right? So a lipoprotein lipase is an enzyme. In the simplest possible terms, it is responsible for breaking down fat and cholesterol, the VLDLs, as it circulates in the bloodstream. So when these VLDLs or fat are broken down, they're either used as energy or stored. Which one do you want, right? The production of lipoprotein lipase is triggered by activity, and inactivity may trigger the body not to release the enzyme. Okay? The result is that the blood continues to carry these fat cells throughout the body. So instead of breaking down and being either used as energy or stored as fat tissue, these fat cells make it to places like your heart, your waistline, and possibly even your brain. Okay, so we don't want that. The dysfunction of lipoprotein lipase is strongly linked with heart disease, obesity, some cancers, and new research suggests, get this, guys, if you're going to attend the Mind Matters event, even Alzheimer's disease. Okay, so let's think about that. Let's get ready to move. And we have to go to commercial now. So this is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. Please give us a call, 605-4567, and come on back.
I'm Jake Ryan. I'm with the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange. We opened up in February of last year. The first major decision I made on how to advertise and how to connect with my customers was airing spots on KCNR. KCNR was probably the best marketing decision I made. I was able to hook into my audience, the people that I knew would want my product fastest by using KCNR than pretty much any other element of my marketing plan. In fact, now that I've expanded, a lot of that has to do with getting to the customer that I needed to get to out in Corning. I still have people coming up to me and saying, oh yeah, I heard it on the internet. Without question, it's going to be the first element of my marketing plan. KCNR has made itself the lifeblood of my marketing. If anybody has any questions about what KCNR has done for my company, be more than happy to answer any questions. Come by the store. We're out there on 3637 Eureka Way. Or contact me at jake@thepreparedpatriot.com. You know, the funny thing is my slogan is peace of mind today for less. And having gone with KCNR, I have that.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making Your Website a Game Changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Welcome back. This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas, and we're talking about smart technology itis today. So whether you are sitting behind your computer all day because you have to, you got to bring home the bacon, right? You got to work. This is not to say technology is bad. It's here with us. It's here to stay. I'm using it in front of me right now. I have two computers in front of me right now. Wayne's got 1, 2, 3, 4 computers in front of him right now. We have so much technology in front of us, and we love it, and I love my technology, but let's see how it can work for us. I've got an app that you can put on your phone and your computer to help you with this. So if you'd like more information about that, it's to help you have little mini breaks and to kind of remind you what to do throughout the day. I'm so excited because someone just walked in the room. We have the lovely and beautiful Miss Nancy Sutton Pierce here today to talk about helping us with some solutions. Did you hear, were you at all listening on your way in?
I wasn't. I didn't have my radio on. Shame on me.
Oh, that's okay because I made it fit to what you came for today.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. So, okay. So as you know, Nancy Sutton Pierce is on right after me on the Conscious Living Show, and she came here to help us with some solutions. So Nancy, we're actually talking about what I call smart technology itis.
Mm, I like that.
And so whether it's being in, you know, behind the computer for long periods of time, being in the 90-90 position. Like, I'm trying not to be right now.
Right.
Or whether it's, you know, teenagers like doing this all day and us on our iPads and that kind of thing. We wanted to talk about solutions, and I firmly believe that our bodies were made to move. And I wanted you to help us with what you think about that, because I know you have an amazing program that's called Yoga is Therapy, that you have at the House of Conscious Living Yoga. Can you tell us how you feel about how our body was made to move?
Well, I think I like that saying, if we don't move it, you lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And we know where we were meant to move, because when we sit in stillness for too long, we start to hurt. And, you know, the yogis would sit for 6 or 8 hours in meditation, deep meditation, but they couldn't do that without being really fit. So that's where, when they designed the yoga practice, was to keep the body so flexible and so open and so spacious and strong that they could sit in stillness without suffering.
Wow. Okay. So for people that aren't, that are probably deconditioned, right? And they start, I think people don't even realize when they're feeling pain, Nancy.
Oh, I agree.
It on the back burner. They're sort of like, that's not really there. And then I get to the, they come to me, you know, 2 months later and like, oh, this started like 2 months ago. Huh? You didn't come to me sooner. So what kind of program are you, doing right now to help people with that?
Well, the Yoga as Therapy program is becoming very complex. And, you know, I keep getting this message, sent to me through my work that says, it's not about the body. It's not about the body. So I just keep getting this message. And what it takes us to is a heightened awareness that we are so much more than the body. And the body is our vehicle. So we need to take care of the body just like we would take care of our car.
Mm-hmm.
If we expect to go on a long trip, our car needs to be in fine working order. But it's the driver of the car that matters, right? If you have a great car, but the driver is reckless, you're going to wreck the car.
Mm-hmm.
So the body is no different. So the body is our vehicle. But the conscious living yoga process is about bringing people to a higher awareness that they're more than the body, even though the body's a part of what they take care of.
Well, that's interesting, because that sort of is sort of what I was just talking about. Some people almost don't know they're in pain. How do you not know you're in pain? Well, you're not as aware.
Right.
And why is that? You know,
well, they know they're uncomfortable, but they take that discomfort into another realm. They think that it's because of something external.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Pete, my husband and I have this conversation a lot about internal versus external forces. And people tend to go into a lot of blame about why they're not feeling well, why things aren't going well. And they look for outside reasons why, rather than looking for inside reasons. Mm-hmm. And so the process of yoga as therapy helps people come inside.
I like that.
And see what's going on without blaming, without shaming, but really just about taking responsibility.
And I think part of that taking responsibility is looking at both inside and out. Wouldn't you say, or is that what you're saying? I don't know.
Well,
is it all about inside? I mean, isn't it both?
It's all about inside. But the outside influences are happening regardless of what we do, right? They're happening. So it's how we interact with them.
Got it. Okay.
So it's really still about our process with them,
okay,
our perception of them, how we internalize that information, and then what we do with it. Because you can have 5 people in a room and you can have a circumstance happening and all 5 people are going to experience it differently.
Yes. And that's what's going on with your program. And I want to hear more about it. And I know it's sort of private. You're not really talking about people's experiences in there because it's a really closed group, but you're still inviting people to come on board in your next program, which starts when, do you know?
Well, we just completed our second level 2.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah. And then we have another, our fourth level 1 going right now. I'll probably start up a couple more programs in beginning May.
Okay, so let's talk more about that on our way back.
All right.
This is the Positively Healthy Show. This is Dr. Maria Salas. I'm here with Nancy Sutton Pierce. Come on back.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Tune in to Sovereign Minds at a new time on Sunday at 10 a.m. right after We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Does your New Year's resolution include buying a new home? If so, contact the team at North Valley Bank's Home Loan Center. They work to make the home buying process as simple as possible for you. You'll find experienced loan officers and a variety of loan programs, including VA, FHA, USDA, and HomePath mortgage loans. Some loans may even allow up to 100% financing. Programs for properties that might not qualify for traditional financing are also available. Learn more at a local North Valley branch or home loan center today. Or give us a call at 800-390-8054 and we'll take your application over the phone. For 24-hour convenience, visit us online at novb.com. We have lots of ways to simplify your home buying process, so make us your first choice when buying that new home. North Valley Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
It's my life, it's now or never.
This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. My guest today's, I call her Dr. Nancy, because I feel like she has so much information, and if you look at that word, it means to educate, and that's what Nancy Sutton Pierce does all day and every day, and it's just part of you, huh, to help educate.
It is. I was just saying the other day, I've tried to move away from being an educator a couple of times, and it doesn't
stick.
That's
funny.
It doesn't stick. I just can't. It must just be in my nature, because that's what I keep coming back to no matter where I am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Could be in the grocery store, right?
It's truly.
Just walking around town, looking at something, and maybe someone's called to ask you a question because they see you looking at a label and you're like, oh, this is what I do. Yeah, I can just picture all of that.
Yeah, it's funny.
So, but today we're talking about yoga as therapy and your program at the House of Conscious Living Yoga. An overview, it's an intensive 5-week series which helps you rebuild trust in your power to heal. Yeah. Oh, that's powerful. You'll, in the 5-week program, you'll define your desires and goals. And with the support of the group, you'll create a new plan and a way of being in your life. This is your time. And seems like that's what you're trying to emphasize to that individual. Mm-hmm. So, and also it's sort of a launching pad for your life is what you're saying. Using a common sense approach with the mystical healing powers of ancient teachings, you will gain new insights, skills, powers, and abilities to continue your healing long after even the 5 weeks series. Great. People want a take home.
Yeah.
Okay. Whether they like to admit it or not, they like homework.
Well, and I give them homework.
I mean, do too. I know exactly what you're talking about.
No, there's very, very specific homework assignments with each class. Mm-hmm. I've created a secret Facebook group just for the classes.
Closed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so
secret.
It's
wow.
Secret, yeah. Because I want people to feel and trust the privacy.
Sure.
So that people can reveal personal things about themselves that are they're struggling with and know that it's not going to become a public forum in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so we do set up boundaries and approaches that support each person on their journey. And it's, you know, it's more than the body. A lot of people think therapy, they immediately go to physical therapy, moving the body.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, we do help people come back into the body
because
a lot of people are living outside the body.
So far away from it.
Yeah. It's like they move to another continent.
Yeah.
And so we invite them back into the body, but we invite them back in gently. and with tools so that when they land back in the body, they're not shocked by what they find. Because mm-hmm. if you've been outside the body for a while and then you come back in, it's a little bit of a stunner mm-hmm. because if you've been neglecting your body, what you find there is that car that's been wrecked. And so you have to start putting it back together.
Piece by piece and slowly, and that's fine.
Right.
Where
right.
you're at that moment is absolutely perfect for right. you. Right. And what's great is Nancy's going to teach you how to take that slowly and the baby steps. I always love that you say the baby steps. And gosh, we only have a few more minutes left. There's so much to talk about. Is there anything else about the Yoga as Therapy program that you want to highlight?
Well,
today?
The program has evolved from a one-time five-week series to a three-level series. Because as I got into it, I realized that there's just so much information and teaching that I wanted to provide that 5 weeks wasn't enough time. And so I split it into three different levels. And the first level is really about just getting all these new words and information and discussing really what's going on with people in a way that helps them move forward. Start planting the seeds. The second level is bringing all that information into the body and moving the body with the information. And so then we start connecting mind and body. The third level is about taking yoga off the mat. So taking what you've learned, what you've digested in the practice, taking it out into the world. So we'll actually be going outside of the studio for level three and taking the yoga practice, the consciousness into nature, into meals, into shopping, into standing on a street corner, into breathing and maintaining that sense of self while amongst other people.
Yeah, I like it. Application is so important. I mean, theory is theory, and you can sit there in a class and go over things. But once you start applying it, and it becomes you.
Right.
It's part of you. It's part of the process of learning. Definitely the brain works better that way. We know that, learning by doing. Gosh, how much time do I have left, Wayne? About 2 minutes? Okay, great. So
people can find out more from mm-hmm. the website, consciouslivingyoga.com.
Okay.
If they go to classes and then special classes and special events, they'll find out more information. They can go to our Facebook page, Conscious Living Yoga, mm-hmm. or Conscious Living, either one. They'll find all of our information. And they can start talking to other people that have been taking the classes. It's changing lives in ways I had no anticipation of.
So. And you know that because of what people have shared with you, I'm sure.
Right.
And just seeing them over so many weeks, you can see the process, and you saw them from day one, and now it's like 10 weeks later or however many weeks, if you've had continue people in the class, probably.
Right.
So that, oh gosh, that must be amazing for you to see that.
It's a privilege.
Yeah, totally. Well, you're coming on next, sister.
I am.
So what's going on today?
We're talking about Nancyisms.
I love Nancyisms. I think I just said a few.
What's so funny? These are spontaneously erupting things that come out of me over the years. And I do a lot of blogging, a lot of writing. And so they just kind of erupt. And so I've been collecting them over the years. So I've got a whole list of them that Linda Bott and I are going to talk about and see, you know, how they apply. And we're going to ask for call-ins to see what they think of them, too.
Well, it's funny because I can't tell if you texted me or emailed me, but it was from As You Desire. Uh-huh. And I even think that's a Nancyism, just that little three-word phrase, As You Desire.
Right, it is.
So my mind, when I read that, I was like, that's Nancy, but my mind just like wandered into something else because of words, you know?
Right.
And so that, and we know how powerful words are. So it's really awesome that you're going to spend some time on that. Well, I've had a great fun time here with Wayne and Nancy, and we have so much more to talk about with regard to smart technology, itis, and the things that come from that. I like the idea about going inward to look for answers as well, Nancy. Thank you so much for coming on to talk to us about your program.
Thank you for the invite.
Yes. So come on back every Saturday from 10 to 11. This is the Positively Healthy Show, and this is Dr. Maria Salas. Josie and I will be back next week. Come on back.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A day after the search for the Malaysian jetliner shifted to a new area of the Indian Ocean, ships have plucked several objects from the sea, and a Chinese military plane spotted several floating objects. But it's hard to tell from the air if the objects mean anything.
Obviously, we don't know if these are associated with the aircraft yet, but it certainly looks like we are seeing a lot more debris and just general flotsam in the water, so we could be on something here.
In New Zealand, that's Flight Lieutenant Jamin Baker. Meanwhile, identifying what the objects are is going to have to wait until those ships can get a much closer look. Sarah Bajak, whose boyfriend Philip Wood was on board the flight, says she's not ready to concede that he's dead.
This is the trauma of maybe he's dead, maybe he's not, maybe he's still alive and we need to find him. Maybe he died within the first hour of the flight.
Washington state officials, meanwhile, have all but abandoned hope of finding survivors in the community.